Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. This is the text. Who are the blessed? In this, what is known as his Sermon on the Mount, the beginning of which we heard this morning, Jesus offers a different perspective on who are the blessed, different than the world around us would ever define it. Typically, when we think of those who we perceive to be the blessed, we look at the jet-set crowd, the exceptionally wealthy, the top 1% of wage earners. We hear in the news about those 1%ers, which, of course, includes most of you. Oh, you laugh. If you take the 7 billion people on this earth, in order to get into the top 1% of all wage earners, you have to make, after taxes, $34,000. Again, that probably includes most of the people you know. We live among the 1%. The world looks at you and says, you are the blessed. But having the wealth of the world, or a home, a car, smartphone, all those things, it's not what Jesus is talking about. In fact, Jesus says, blessed are the poor. But he's not talking about the bottom wage earners. You know, the bottom 10% in the world who live on less than $2 a day. He says, blessed are the poor in spirit. The word for poor in the Greek language, it's derived from a Greek verb that describes the crouching or cringing, you know, the crouching down and that kind of cringing that a beggar would do as he is, you know, holding up his, you know, hat or whatever to for you to put money in. To be poor in spirit is to recognize that you have nothing and you have no way of helping yourself, but you rely solely on the generosity and mercy of others. Blessed are the spiritual beggars who have nothing and see the treasure of the kingdom of heaven coming to you from outside of you. When we read the Beatitudes here, people will try to turn it into, you know, kind of, you know, how to change your attitude, how to be. Jesus is not the great lawgiver telling you what to do in order to acquire the kingdom of heaven. Your task is not to figure out how to be poor in spirit, or how to be meek, or how to be a peacemaker. If these are rules for Christian living, and you read the rest of the Sermon on the Mount, you'll drive yourself crazy. Or you'll feel like you have to go on a quest to save the world, or to live like Mother Teresa, or And anything less than that, oh, you're not a Christian, or at least you're not a real Christian like us who are doing all these things. Whenever you take God's words of blessing and turn them into law, turn them into rules, those blessings become a curse for you. Because the law will always accuse you and will always tell you you're not doing enough. These words that we know as the Beatitudes, they are a blessing. That's why they're called the Beatitudes. The word Beatitude, it's a Middle English word, or taken from an old French translation of the Latin word for blessing, which is Beatus. And it has been used, you know, well, certainly since the time of the King James Bible, which was published in 1607. And I think that's right. Early 1600s. I'll have to Google that one later. But it has been used for a long time. Beatitude. It just means blessing. Why? Because these are words of blessing. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who have no hope in themselves. Blessed are those who know that they have nothing, who know that they solely rely on the mercy of God. For them, the kingdom of God comes, because Jesus, the King, has come. The joy of salvation has come to you from outside of you, and yours is the kingdom of heaven. You are the blessed. And this word blessed in the Greek, it's makarioi, it's a word used throughout the New Testament. It overwhelmingly in the New Testament, this word, it goes way beyond the joy of simply being happy, but rather is the joy which we derive from the knowledge of our salvation and from our place within the kingdom of God. This is the word Mary uses in her song of praise known as the Magnificat when she says, "All generations will call me blessed." This is the word Jesus uses when he's speaking to Thomas and he says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Who are the blessed? You are the blessed. You are the poor in spirit who have received the joy of salvation from outside of you. You are the blessed who have mourned and have received real comfort because you have the joy of the gospel, because you have the hope of the resurrection of the body and life everlasting, because you have the sure promise of the kingdom of God. And we do not hope in vain. We are blessed with confidence. Confidence in that resurrection of the body. Because Christ left for us an empty tomb that all of Jerusalem could see. And those faithful witnesses have passed down that sure hope that that tomb is empty because the Son of God rose from the dead. We are blessed as spiritual beggars who place no hope in anything else other than in that death and resurrection of the Son of God. So we ask the question, who are the blessed? Well, Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn. Kind of an odd thing. We usually associate mourning as a reaction to the death of someone we love. But this has much more to it than just that. Perhaps a better translation would be, blessed are the sorrowful. Blessed are those for whom this life does not hold the joy that we seek. Again, kind of an odd statement, that those are the people who are blessed. But it's very consistent with what Jesus says later on. He says, the man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Jesus' message, just like the message of Scripture all the way from Genesis to Revelation, is very consistent in how God deals with us and what he says to us. It should not surprise us as we hear the rest of Jesus' words that he kicked off his ministry saying, blessed are the sorrowful, blessed are those who mourn. Because just as being truly rich in spirit is a reality that only happens when the treasure of the gospel comes from outside of you, so also true joy and true, love for life can only happen when the joy of life comes from outside of life in this world. Now, right now, think of that one person who you know who has wasted years of their life vainly chasing after the joys and pleasures that this world offers and never finding satisfaction. Unfortunately, it never takes too long. Is it a friend? A loved one? Maybe it's part of your own personal history. Pray for that person. Christ died for that person. And God wants that person to come and know the blessings of the joy of salvation. Because apart from that, they will never find the satisfaction and the comfort that they desire. Being spiritually rich, finding joy in this life, finding comfort in this life, those blessings all come from outside of you, and they only come from God and the hope and joy that He brings. Who are the blessed? Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, the meek, and those who mourn." The meek and the sorrowful, who are spiritual beggars, who only trust in what they have received from God. People like that do not get to have their own reality TV shows, because the world does not celebrate the kind of joy and blessing we receive here today. St. Paul says the preaching of Christ crucified is foolishness to the world. Who are the blessed? Having been received into the kingdom through the waters of holy baptism, having heard the gospel, the words of Christ and the salvation He brings proclaimed, partaking of the body and blood of the Son of God Himself, having received the treasure of God's grace, which has come to you from outside of you and now fills you, truly you are the blessed. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.